of Gimel HaBeis. And yeah, look at that. I learned him in a group. I forgot to mention that they had this whole Gemara last night, which I was kind of sleeping through, but it's mostly not in the Bavli at all. The stuff about the Luach and, you know, how they had this dispute about whether Eretz Yisrael is primary and Cheshbon Luach or Bavli's primary Cheshbon Luach, that's not anywhere in the Bavli. It's unique to Yerushalmi. Interesting point. Bavel takes your Torah, right? That's not in the. Well, you would expect to find it in the Bavli, but it's not there. The Bavli does not have that whole interesting answer. No, the guy who said it meant it seriously. Yeah, he said, we're Bavel. We have the bigger Talmid HaChachamim, so therefore, you know, you have to listen to us. It's like, you know, the Rabbi Trevor's parting line to Rabbi Fassman when he left the Eretz Yisrael after visiting the Rabbi Trevor, he said, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't know how to learn. Back in the 30s, whatever it was. So, you know, so same thing. He was saying that we're in Bavel, we have more Torah than in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Fassman. If I said I wanted to visit to Lithuania, him and Rabbi Miller, Uri Miller, they went to Lithuania once. After I passed, he was already married, but he left his wife here and he went with Rabbi Miller to visit Lithuania. They visited Reb Chaim Moiser, they visited the Rabbi Trevor, a bunch of other people, I don't remember exactly. Then they went to Eretz Yisrael and they visited Rav Kook, and I forget who else they visited there. The grand tour. So, the Rabbi Trevor, they went to Shiva Sarba Thomas. As they were leaving, we spoke to them for 2 hours about the concept of Bainer Shemoshos. As they were leaving, he asked them where they were going next. And they said to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't know how to learn. And he closed the door. That was the end of the conversation. No, he died in 1934, I think. I call it 35. No, he died in Vienna, actually, on the operating table. All right, we are halacha test. I know that in that group also be spargus. If anything, say a nether not to eat cabbage, he's also in asparagus, which it seems is a form of cabbage. I don't think it's asparagus, you know, what we call asparagus, say, but it's some form of cabbage. I mean, asparagus, but they say not to eat asparagus, Mutabakuv is allowed to eat cabbage because cabbage is a larger category than asparagus. I mean, Aguzi, a person takes the net and not to eat legumes. Also, Mikve is now allowed to eat mikveh, which is a porridge made out of legumes. Rabbi Yossi, because it's not the same thing. Even though the porridge is made out of legumes, when you take a net from legumes, you don't mean to include porridge. I mean, a mikveh, and certainly if you take a net and not to eat mikveh, you're allowed to eat, from the not to eat porridge, you're allowed to eat legumes. However, if you take a netter not to eat porridge, this porridge, interestingly enough, also b'shul, we're not allowed to eat garlic. Because garlic and porridge go together, hand in hand. Obviously, this is not talking about, you know, Quaker instant oats. It's talking about some sort of porridge which was made of beans and garlic. So therefore, the garlic was an essential component. Rabbi Yossi Matz here. Rabbi Yossi says, not true. Shum and mikveh are not necessarily essentially linked. If one takes the netter from the mikveh, one may still eat shum. I mean, now shum, a name, and a person takes the netter not to eat garlic, mutzah be mikveh, he's still allowed to eat mikveh. Because his intent was not to eat garlic by itself, not to preclude his consumption of garlic in the form of mikveh. Interesting dichotomies here. My type of Rabbi Yossi, the Bavli does not have the same discussion to Shalmi as here. The Bavli just goes along. But the Yerushalmi says, my type of Rabbi Yossi, what's the lie to Rabbi Yossi? Shame of Karui Alav. Now, what this means is that earlier in the Masech, the Rabbi Yossi forbade eating away if one takes the netter not to eat milk.
because whey is called whey of milk, right? And not in English, of course, but it's in Hebrew, it's called Nasyube de Chalba, right? So therefore, it has Shem Avi Balov. It has its name of its parent in it. Therefore, it's forbidden. But here, even though mikbez shall grease him, right, because it's made out of legumes, it doesn't have the name greasim. People drop the shell greasim and don't think about it being of legumes, even though it is made out of those legumes. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef said, if you took a neder not to eat greasim, you're still allowed to eat mikbez, okay? Because it's not shame of evil love. The name of the initial ingredient is not as inherent as the name of the offspring ingredient. Probably Adama. It is. I don't think it's Shaka. I don't think the bracha goes down. I don't think that's not the issue. I mean, not probably. For sure it's Adama. But nevertheless, in the Dari go after the loss of Ne'odam, and Ne'odam don't associate the mikveh with the grease in the koyt of Yosef. Okay? So it says, Ma'adai to Rabbi Yosef, still according to Rabbi Yosef, I know him in the Ayayin, so he dates now not to drink wine, mutter bekundito, he's allowed to eat, have spiced wine. The condito is made with all sorts of other herbs and spices. I think they call it, the Spanish called sangria. It's made with all sorts of other things thrown in. So that's condito, even though it's made out of wine, since it's something which has changed in its nature, so therefore it has does not have the same halacha of of wine itself, and every one took a netter out from wine, one would still be allowed to drink kunditon. No. That would be awesome because you ate usher and call you ate to make up an AI. Mean I grease him if a person is not took a netter, getting back to our Mishnah, from grease him also by mikveh. He's not allowed to eat mikveh, according to Rabbanan, who argued Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara qualifies, Mushia Ruban Greasin. It has to be made primarily out of greasin. Because even Rabbanan Asa, they don't answer all mikveh, but they answer mikveh, which is primarily greasin, because they look at it as being derivative of greasin. However, Mina Mikveh, also, if you take a netter not to eat mikveh, you're not allowed to eat garlic. It should be instead of a hushe, he said, the carbonator should be, Bafilu ain ruban shum. This is true, even if the mikveh you took a netter from is not primarily garlic. Even if garlic is a minority ingredient, which probably it is, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to eat any garlic. Why is that? Hachad malich achrata, because garlic is a spice. So by spice, it goes after taste, right? And obviously garlic was a very essential component of the mikveh, despite the fact it wasn't the majority ingredient, because it gave the taste. The kod malach acharov, by greasing, however, greasing are not considered to be a spice, but rather a base, I guess. But anyway, so therefore, in terms of the greasing, one that follows the rope. So therefore, if one took a netter not to eat greasing, and the mikveh is majority greasing, you're not allowed to eat the mikveh either. If one took a netter not to eat mikveh, even though shum is a minority ingredient in the mikveh, nevertheless, since it's made for taste, therefore it's an essential component, regardless of its minority status, and therefore, when one asks mikveh, one answers by definition the garlic, which is an inherent component thereof, even in other forms, not in the mikveh itself. Okay? Ba'alochiyut. Min adoshim, so we take standard not to eat adoshim. Also, ba'ashishim is not of lentils. It's not the ashishim, it's a special dish made out of lentils, which is what it's about to describe. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Yossi permits it. Min ashishim, a person takes standard not to eat ashishim. Mutzah ba'adoshim is still allowed to eat the lentils. Again, one is a subcategory of the other. Rabbi Yasa also got me Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yasa went to visit Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kumbani took out in front of him Kupchin, lentils, Mikayon, which were toasted, Vitrinon, and ground, Umigablon, and mixed Bidvash with honey, Umitugon, and then fried. This is obviously a big delicacy. And he said, Elain Inun Ashishi Charbukhachamim. So Rabbi Yasa said, oh, this is Ashishi. This delicacy made out of honey lentils. Okay, I guess you really have to taste it to see how good it is. But this honey lentil dish, that's ashishin, and that's a derivative of lentils, but lentils, of course, are not a derivative of it. Halachidav. Chita, chitim shanito, eini toim. If a person says, I'm not going to taste either chita or chitim, also bahen, he's forbidden them, bein bekemach, whether they're in the form of flour, bein pas, or in the form of bread. Grease, grease in sheni toim. A person says he's not going to eat either grease in the singular or grease in the plural. As also in these legumes, bein bahen, in zem, bein chaim, whether they are raw, bein mushalam or cooked. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, konam grease v'chita, if the language used was singular, grease and chita sheni toim, then mutal kuschaim is allowed to chew them raw. Because grease and chita means, according to him, the cooked dish of grease and chita, not the raw dish. And the Brice is going to, the Gemara is going to bring a Brice which expands on this. Only that the gears in the Gemara, every time it says Osir should be Mutter, and every time it says Mutter should be Osir. Okay, so in that spirit, let me read the Brice, because that Brice, that's the way it is in the Tosefta. Kain Rabbi Yehuda says, Koyim grease sheni ain't it, a person says he's not going to taste grease. Mutter lakus, he's allowed to chew it raw. The usher of a mikveh is not allowed to eat it as a cooked dish. Grisim she'ani toim, if he says it in plural, then mutter b'mikveh, the exact opposite. He's allowed to eat it in a cooked dish. The usher lakus, he's not allowed to eat it raw. So the Rabbi Yossi distinguishes between singular and plural. Singular forbids the cooked dish. Plural forbids the raw one. Why? Because the cooked dish, they're all melded together. So that's why you use the singular. When they're raw, they're all separate. That's why you use the plural. Okay? You don't have to ask that. Similarly, chita sheni toim, if you use the word chita singular, mutalakus, he's allowed to eat the raw grain. V'asur bepas, he's forbidden to eat the bread. Chitim sheni toim, if he uses the plural, mutar bepas, he's allowed to eat the bread. V'asur, and he's not allowed to eat the raw wheat. Says Marchita Vat Omar Achein. He said the word chita, and you still allow him to eat the raw grain. Omar Rabbi Yehoshua said, yes, Kenu Chid Banasha. That's the way people speak. That's normal, passionate people. Michame Papita Nikia, he sees a clean bread, in other words, ripe white bread, and the Maimai says, Brich the Bara Hade and Chitza, blessed is he who created this grain. Not grains, but grain. Or not wheat, but wheat. In other words, when it's already made and it's a white bread, he doesn't call it wheat bread, but rather he calls it wheat bread. That's why singular forbids the bread, plural forbids, like Wheaties, would forbid the specific, individual grains, which are, kernels or whatever they're called, which is only when they're in their raw state. Okay? Next parak. I know the minayarak, somebody takes, this is no change in topic, continues in this vein. I know the minayarak, somebody who takes the nana not to eat vegetables, mutabluim is not to eat gourds. Akiva says it's forbidden. They're also considered to be in some category of vegetables. Amar Rabbi Akiva, said to Rabbi Akiva, Falo Adam, Oimer Adam Shlucho, a person says to his agent, Kach Lono Yerek, go to the marketplace and buy us vegetables. He says, Loma Tzasi Elad Luit, he can come back and say, I only found pumpkins. So that's the case. We see that pumpkins are not the same thing as vegetables, because he comes back to, before he buys the stuff for the guy who sent to me, he comes back to check if bluim are good enough to take the place of vegetables. Amar so Rabbi Akiva retorted, Amar Lentz, he said, V'chena dover, this is exactly what I meant to say. Oshema omer, because that's the proof that bluim are for vegetables. Oshema omer, you think the guy, the shliach would come back and say, Lo matzasi el kitnis, I found only legumes instead? In other words, the fact that he came back and inquired upon seeing the gourds indicates that gourds are closely related to vegetables. Otherwise, he wouldn't have come back and bothered to ask it all. because the person won't ask a totally unrelated fruit or vegetable. So must be there is a correspondence, a relationship between gourds and vegetables, right? Elish at Luim B'Klal Yerek, it must be that the gourds are included principles. Okay? If a person similarly took a net and opted to eat Yerek, that vegetables also pull mitzvah lach is running to eat moist Egyptian legumes because they're still considered to be vegetables. Mutabiyavich wants to dry, they have the status of grains, and therefore they're not considered to be vegetables anymore, because if they're dried, they're made for the purpose of grinding and baking, or whatever you do with them, so therefore wouldn't be included in this net. Okay, so it depends if the legumes are dry, fresh or dried, whether they're considered vegetables. I assume say would apply to something like peas or corn. Right? If they're dry, then they're already considered, obviously, to be like grain, and they wouldn't be included in your nether. If they're still moist, they're considered to be vegetables, and they're be considered included in your nether. Okay? Says more for the Mispar Sov Rabbi Akiva, Matzasi, V'lo Matzasi, Rabbi Akiva, all the criterion is contingent on whether the Shliach comes back and says, I found or I did not find. If that's the case, Anoidim in a Basar, somebody takes the net and not TV. He also be Basar Dog V'chal Govi. He should be forbidden to eat the meat of not just cows and sheep, but also the meat of fish and locusts. Shekhin other Babil Khabero, Kakhon Abbas, because that also falls into this parameter. A person says to his friend, go buy us meat, Lom El Khabero, he comes back and says to his friend, Loma Tsasi Ella Dual Doggy. I only found fish, so therefore fish should also be included in a nether of meat, and we know that that's not true. And the mission is going to say later on that that doesn't include fish. So Sarah, there's an interesting conclusion, which Bavli does not agree with. That would be Akiva, Sarvar Meimar, Akiva holds Hadluim B'Klal Yerek. He holds independently that gourds are part of the species of vegetable, right? Not because of this svara of you go to the marketplace, send a guy to the marketplace, he's going to come back and inquire, do you identify vegetables, do you want gourds instead? Rather, he holds it really is part and parcel of the family of vegetables. And that's why, even though elsewhere one could include more things in the nether by having them defined as things, the Shliach would come back and ask whether he can go and buy them, such as fish, when the Mishalech asked for meat. So there, Rabbi Akiva would not say the same svara, again, because Rabbi Akiva's primary svara is that gourds are vegetables. He was just using this marshal, or the responding to Rabbanan's marshal in kind, you know, about this going to descending the Shliach, but he really doesn't hold that's the criteria. And the Bible comes out, even the Maskana, the Rabbi Akiva holds the criterion is what you send a person to get, and he comes back and inquires if this is similar or not similar. Not a botanical argument in and of itself. A separate species. They didn't have a food pyramid. They didn't have a food pyramid. It's a gourd. Yeah, what a mushroom. They're separate, right? We know that. So gourds will also be separate. So they'll be something else, make a dhamma, but not. Like the brach is not going to define what they are. Okay, if you're like Rabbana. Which, of course, the way we pass, I know how we pass, I should say, but Rabbana, of course, hold that gourds are not considered to be vegetables. Says Mogev, Rabbana, I mean, Rabbana, say, doing the clarier. Vegetables are not, gourds are not vegetables. After meat as dinke, this is true also about chesh mishpar alochas, not just yoredei alochas like neder. Yored gina zemocher, if I sold you my vegetable patch, or you shom bluim, and there were gourd plants there. Adai de rabbi kibbutz include in the sale because they're vegetables. Adai de rabbanon enem mechurin, they're not sold. reactive after Akdishkei, a person was maftir his vegetables on his field, or a person was maftir his vegetables on his field, whether they include gourds or not, is going to be the subject of the Machlokas Rabbi Rabban. Says Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Shay, getting back to our Mishnah Sfora, not the conclusion of the Yerushalmi just a moment ago, but rather it goes by what the agent comes back and says to you. So Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Shay, Rabbi Yaakov said, the opinion of Yekiva is the solitary opinion here, goes Gistama the Taman, goes like the general opinion elsewhere, where we'll see momentarily. The Chidor Taman and the solitary opinion over there, what we'll see momentarily, is Gistama the goes like the general opinion over here. The Tani, we learned, this guy told you to come to this case, Hanoidim min Abasar, somebody takes a letter from me, Basar, Bechomin Basar, he's not allowed to eat any type of meat. Instead, Mutter should be here, according to Korban Abraham Moshe. But the Usr, Virosh Uvikraim, he's not allowed to eat the head of the animal, the legs of the animal, Bikona, the trachea of the animal, Uvilev, the heart of the animal, Uvikovet, and the liver of the animal, because it's not, all those also include meat. So all these things are all within meat. Except mutzer b'basa d'ayim b'chagayim, which is allowed to eat fish and locust meat. Now, take out the b'chein hoya, again, the korban pei moshe, take it out. Shin gamliel lomer, kravaya la basa. If a person eats intestines, which includes all the things Tanakama mentioned, right, the kone, the lave, the kove, the trachea, the heart, and the liver, those are not considered to be meat. V'chlein la b'inish. People eat them are not human beings. I don't know, maybe chopped liver was not invented yet in those days. But in any event, the idea is that here we see that the Tanakama goes after what a Tanakama here goes after what a person's going to come back and inquire. Well, they didn't have meat, but they had the head, the leg, the intestines. Do you want those instead? So that's what Rabbi Kiva says, that defines something which is of the same family. Because they're not going to come back and ask about fish. They'll come back and ask about the intestines of the animal. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, even though a person will come back and inquire about that, it's still not part of the same family. And that's like Rabbanan over here said, that even though a person will come back and inquire about whether the guy wants gourds instead of vegetables, that doesn't necessarily make them part of the same family. Okay? It's not meat. No. Right. But it's not in Das Pnei Odom, so it shouldn't be meat. Okay, it's not, you know. People eat pupix. No, it's certainly not meat. It's vile, disgusting. I don't know what it is exactly, but, yeah. One of the dishes I avoid avidly. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But again, here it all has to do with mental classification of an individual.
That's right.
Okay? Right, if you could prove that people don't classify tongue as part of meat, it would be the same thing.
Well, so all of the same issue.
Okay. Says Marakom Moidim. Benoidim in Atzuim. Anybody takes a netter not to eat vegetables, I have gourds, Shemutzubier, he's still allowed to eat vegetables. That goes without saying. Kodora tiny like that, which you learn, I know you mean it, because somebody takes a netter from the primary category, also Mitzvah is also in the subcategory. I know you mean it, somebody takes a netter from the subcategory, Mutzubier is allowed to eat from the primary category. I know you mean a bosser, also beginning. Systemly, or as a result of that, somebody takes a nether not to eat meat, also he is not allowed to eat the cartilage. I know you may again, somebody takes a nether not to eat the cartilage, but the boss is allowed to eat meat. Says Marmatli, he would last meat, just getting back to our mission. Where's Machlokas by the Egyptian gourd? I would last Yvonis, but a Greek gourd, don't ask me the differences, I have no idea. Kolam Momoidu Shukerk, everybody says like a vegetable. Rabbi Crispo, Bashem Rabbi Yochel said, Kolin Karyo. all of those pumpkins and kusa and cabbages, darn and which we eat, Lassibon is eating, you know, they're all Greek. So it's basically all our gourds, you know, pumpkins and the like, are considered to be for vegetables. They're like vegetables. They're Greek gourds and therefore like vegetables. Rabbi Yehoshua by the side of Mark, Kirmulin, some sort of a grass, hank air, they're like vegetables, as be the dart. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, boy, Kirmulin, Maushu, Chai, Meiser, so the vegetables also Chai, the Meiser, because vegetables which grow cultivated Chai, Meiser. Vegetables only grow wild, they're cultivated Meiser. So what does that Kirmulin consider to be cultivated or wild? Now, because it seems that Kirmulin are the young, immature grass of the gourd tree. And when it grows up, it's going to be a gourd. But sometimes harvested early, then it's called Kirmulin. So he's saying that Kirmulin is potsmanamaisis before it becomes a gourd. Avolim also gleam, but once it becomes a full-blown gourd, ki erikim, it's like vegetables in the chayvamaisis. Hore Rabbi Yossi b'ilon alei kal kusaya, b'ilon alei kusaya, Rabbi Yossi b'ask about these trees of kusaya, whatever they are, shosli most by mine, was now to use them to swallow water, they shed foim over his own, because deer eat them. It's a fascinating thing, although I have no idea what tree we're talking about, but they have a tree which the leaves are broad enough to use to scoop up water. They can be used like cups, move cups, but in Shemitah, you're not allowed to use it for that purpose, because you're not allowed to be used food for any other purpose during Shemitah. And these leaves will be eaten by the deer. So they have everything to be food. So it's going to be food to have to Kedusha Shvitz. Since they have Kedusha Shvitz, you may not use them during Shemitah in order to gather up water in order to drink. Okay? Hanoinim in Eric, Maushia Mutter, if somebody takes an air not to eat vegetables, what's the sashimi mutter? Bine in types of things, made in types of apu maya, whatever apu maya are. Kigon, Nava, Umasrura, Upuluya, Upukusaya. What's the status of this thing? So we don't know what these things are. We don't really care. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Chachila, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Tavenom, and they both said, Kukus is like Yerek, it's like a vegetable of Maestros. Ulishvies, in terms of Shemitah, it has Kusha Shemitah. Ulipay, after leave from it, Payo, Kilayim, and make Kilayim, gets roses and something else. Ulinadarit, Tzichah, but we don't know what people regard it as. It might technically be of the genus of vegetable, but we don't know what people regard as in terms of making a nether. Turkey. Tehu. Anoida mina yarek, somebody who takes a nether not to eat vegetables, maushi and mutabi obviously is allowed to eat dried vegetables. It says Manish Mina Dot for a Mishnah. As a poor Mitsulah is not allowed to eat moist Egyptian legumes, and mutabi obviously is allowed to eat dry legumes. So it seems here that once it's dry, it leaves the status of vegetable and becomes what? A grain. Says Mar, not necessarily. Romar Pulmitsi might only be by Egyptian legumes. Dovin Sheesh Logorin, because it's gathered up and then, of course, ground up and made flour. Or Dovin Sheesh Logorin, but if something which is not gathered up and made a pile out of, or Sefi Liyavish, maybe even if it's dry, it's forbidden. Now, says Mar, moving on. Hanoi there mean it should be a peri. Corbin Ape Moshe Shaj. Some of these then are not to eat fruit. Also be Kishuin is not allowed to eat melons. Kishuin Gwina Batichim Lafafoinim are types of melons. They're all also to him. Vasa Bukhope Sim is also also to eat all fruits as well. So the Kiddush is, let's say, honeydew. Or a cantaloupe. I know if this is actually what the word says, honeydew, a cantaloupe, even though technically speaking it's not a fruit. But if a person takes a net or not to eat fruit, then it includes all these melons as well. Okay? Because in Das Bnei Adam, a honeydew is a form of a fruit. Okay? That's, which I think is true. I think people regard that as being a form of fruit. Right? Even though it's technically a vegetable. Right? The bracha is hadoma. So even though technically it's a vegetable, nevertheless it has status by the dorim of a fruit. Okay? I know that mean it should be mean peros shona. If somebody takes a net and not to eat the fruit, instead of kifsa, the fruit of the year. Now, fruit of the year doesn't just mean fruit. It means the product of this ensuing year. So then, mutar b'gdoyim u'b'gozoim chol, nevertheless, he's allowed to eat goats and young birds and milk, even though it's the produce of this year. If, however, yamar b'gidul shana, in that which grew this year, also b'chol is also all these substances. Hadonim inatir, somebody takes in not to drink, not to partake of tirosh. Also, we call minyan matikas now to eat any type of sweet stuff which comes from grapes, such as raisins or grape juice. And mutar b'yayin is allowed to drink wine. Why? Command Mariachu in the Dora Machalosh Mel, because this is going to be that we follow Lashmianim. And people do not call wine tirosh. However, we can command them like the opinion we had a while ago. That means that they follow in the Dorim, the language of the Torah itself. In the Torah itself, where we follow the language of the Torah, our Torah calls also Tirosh. Torah, when it used the word Tirosh, is referring to wine as well. Tiroshcha, in the Pasuk of Tiroshcha v'Yitzarecha, Zayayin, that refers to wine. And therefore, obviously, we're going to permit wine when a guy took an end from Tirosh. It's not going after Lashon Tzeir, but rather after Lashon Mneov. Okay? Hanoidem minatogon. Somebody takes the netter not to eat grain. Also, for Mitziyov, he's not allowed to eat also the dried Egyptian legumes. The Ibrahim Meir. The Chomer and Chalami argue, they say, Edo also, Min Chamesha Saminim Bilvad. Don't say Bilvad. Right? It's not only also in the five types of grain. So this is a very parallel, just struck me, very parallel mission to the issue of kidneys on Pesach, right? Because we ask a kidneys like Rabbi Meir, kind of, that, you know, there's a similarity between legumes and grain. Chachom are the ones who say there is no such similarity. Rabbi Meir may have anointed me, that's full. Now, look at the ratio. The ratio is the term dogon. Now we're changing it to the term tvuah. The difference. Even he concedes. Tavua only means the five types of grain, you know, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats. Not any other type of grain made out of legumes or some other type of some other type of vegetable. But if you take an edit not to eat dogon, then also bako, you're not allowed to eat anything which can be made into a grain. To a flower, I should say. A mutter of a peyro sa'il and beer, but it's still allowed to eat fruit and vegetables. My time, Ramir. What's larger, Ramir says, dogon includes more than chamesh asamini. So he learns the word dogon as dagno di aro, anything which can be made into piles on the earth. And Joseph, I don't know exactly why it works this way, but things which they use to make flour, they pile up in one place on the earth first. Okay? So that's why he regards dogon as including any type of legume which can be used to make a flour. Okay? My type of Rabbanah, what about Rabbanah? When dogon in the dagna means make ibura. Ibura means the produce of the land, but specifically the produce of land in terms of grain, not in terms of anything else. Time to do it over there. I know you didn't mean a powerless. If somebody takes a netter not to have bread, we mean have tvua and not to have tvua either. Also, Bohen, Dive, Rabbi Meir. He's forbidden in them, according to Meir. What do you mean? Says Mark. What's the Meir trying to say? Anoyde mina pasta tvua ye oser bakol krabonon? Though it sounds like Rabbi Meir limits the scope of the nether to, by when you say, pass and tvua to grains and their bread. Sounds like Rabbanon are more machmir, but that cannot be. That's what we're saying, an astonishment. So what are you going to say to Rabbanon? That somebody thinks that not to pass and tvua is also in everything, in vegetables and fruits too. It's an intolerable position to maintain. So it cannot be the case. So it says that Gemara rather, it should be here actually, according to the Rikvaz, Kini. This is the way to read it. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia Shabbi Yom said, Kini Masnisa, this way to read this Braisa. Amara, it's telling us, instead of Kain Shan Noida, it should be that, should be instead what? Ah! Noida minadogon eno osir ba'ela ba'mehem. That Rabbanan argue and say that even if you took a neder from dogon, you're still only osir in the Chameshis meaning. So it's good at Meir, so you took a neder from Tvua, you're also only in the Chameshis meaning. Took a neder, dogon includes any which can be made of flour. But Rabbanan, even if you said dogon, you're still only osir in the things which are from the five types, not from anything else. Marathon, what are we talking about? Imboimer pastero. What language are we following? If we're talking about where a guy says, I want to ask for myself bread as defined by the Torah, miata afoimer, the tvua tera, you also recall, if that's the case, that the tvua should include everything. Because the rice or the chsibu tvua sakir, the word tvua in the Torah itself can mean even the produce of a vineyard. It's called tvua sakir. So therefore, the following Russian Torah tvua can mean everything, basically, right? In Bohemian past, that person just says bread generically, on the other end, without the intent of the Torah itself, so that only includes wheat and barley. So it doesn't include rye, spelt, and oats. So how do you get up to rye, spelt, and oats, which are not normally substance from which you make bread? Rabbi Yosef said, basically a very balbatish answer, I sustained it, but Malcolm Shoveling called pasta, where people eat bread made out of everything, even made out of rye. So therefore, in that place, bread would answer all types of five types. As says Mar, nevertheless, even though the pasta is all five types, that ain't called pasta, El Chamech Smirvat, it's only the five types, not more than that. Okay, I'm sorry that the Gemara tonight is not very exciting, but as you know, I don't write the material, I just say it over. So he takes the netis, by the way, this discussion was much broader than Yushami here. In the Bible, it's very terse over here. Hanoidim in Aksus, so he takes the netis not to derive benefit from ksus, which is literally covering. Muta Basaki is allowed to wear sackcloth, urea, tarps, chamila, another type of covering, which is not considered to be of the type of clothing. They say he's not allowing any wool to come upon him. That doesn't mean wool clothing. So therefore, mutzul chasos, that does not include, and he's allowed to cover himself with kisei tzemer, strips of wool, which are not made into clothing. Pishtar ola alive, a person similarly forbids linen upon himself. Mutaros manitzipi shulat, use strips of flax in order to cover himself, or strips of linen. Rabino mer, kolofi a nether. Everything based on the time when he makes the nether. How's that? Now the word goes on to explain the case. The Mishnah actually. Ton bisi, if a person's carrying clothes, and he's very sweating, and he smells bad as a result. Amar konam tzemer pishtim olim alai, and he says he no longer wants to have wool and linen upon himself. So the truth is, he's carrying. That's what's making him uncomfortable. He's not the wearing. So therefore, for Rabbi, we interpret what he means. Mutzul chasos, he's still allowed to wear wool and linen. Vaslav shilachav, he's now allowed to carry them in a package, on a bundle on his shoulder, because what's making him uncomfortable now is not the wearing, but the carrying. So therefore, it's the carrying which he asks about himself, not the wearing. Despite the fact that he said, Konam Samer Upishim Oilim Alai, we touch up his words to mean not to carry, but to wear would be permissible. Okay? What? They're separate clothes, not in the same car. So he's carrying his clothes, though. He's carrying a bunch of clothes. They're not a Sanchar decision. What? And they have wool, they're not made out of nylon nowadays? I'm sure not made out of wool. No. I thought you were going to ask about wool and tzitzis. I don't think they make them out of wool. Hanoi de Mechzus. The mutter b'sakim iriyah, the or cotton. I don't think cotton or artificial fibers. Hanayim in exus mutter b'sakim iriyah. If somebody takes an air put on ksus, so he's allowed to put on sackcloth, urea, tarps, chamila, and floods with throwing in a bunch of other stuff which you don't understand when throwing in more stuff. Sarkutia, unfinished leather. Pamalia, a type of also outer garment made out of leather of some sort. Vasa Piska Pundia is not allowed to wear belts and other types of clothing which are made out of leather. Okay, so ksus is considered to be finished clothing. Okay? Hanoidim in a malbush. Now, on the other hand, if a person that takes an enter not to eat, put on malbush, also b'chol minei malbush, is also in all types of malbush, these are not considered to be malbush. Okay? So I'm not sure what the difference between ksus and malbush is, but these are neither ksus nor malbush, these leather outer garments, and therefore they're okay. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Rabbi Zira, boy, Rabbi Yirmi said, Rabbi Zira asked a question. Amar Konam Ksusheni Loivich. The person says, see how he changed around the language? He said it wrong. He used the wrong verb with the used a noun with an improper verb. He says, Ksusheni Loivich. I'm not going to wear protective clothing, which is wrong. It should have said, Ksusheni Miskasa. And he says, "Lebushay miskasa." I'm not going to wear clothes. I'm not going to protect myself with clothing. The Zohar should have said, "Lebushay loivish." So he switched the verbs and made them with inappropriate nouns. Maybe ksus is an outer garment, and lebush is a garment one wears closer to one's flesh. It's pure speculation, which seems to be reasonable, though. So, Amen. What if you flip the language? Mar doesn't say what that loch is. Mar just flips the bank. Shimon says, "Amar kana kol davar shadarku iskaso." If a person says shadarku iskaso, if you ask by yourself anything, not everything, but anything, where you cover yourself with the thing itself, then it's immediately iskaso, and the thing from which is derived from it, also you can use to cover itself. Mar is going to explain what that means. Neder bo, if you took a neder in the thing itself. Mutter b'yetzimene, you're not allowed to use that which is derived from it. Not b'yetzimene, if you answer the thing which is derived from it, mutter bo, you're allowed to wear the thing itself. Ma'islok, what's the example of that? K'gon elu, k'gon elin shluchim. Okay, so this is a case of the skinned hides of rams. So you can use either the skin itself to cover yourself, or you can use the wool of the ram to cover yourself. Right? So then if you answer yourself in the hide, you're still allowed to use the wool. If you answer yourself in the wool, you're still allowed to use the hide. Because they're like two separate sentences, right? However, you ask yourself in something which is, if you have something which is a part, some of it you normally use to cover yourself, and the other you do not, so then, Nodabo, if the same idea though, if you made an enter in it, mutter yetzimene, you're allowed to use the stuff which comes from it. However, Nodabo yetzimimenu, if you made an enter in a thing which comes out of it, aser bo, you are not allowed to wear the thing itself. Maiso, what's the case like that? Kagon, ilain susrano, so about like goat hair. Where the goats, you can use the flesh of the hides of the goats to cover yourself, but you can't use the goat hair. So therefore, in that case, we say the netter applied, if you took a netter from the goat skin, that doesn't include the goat hair, because people don't have to ask for the goat hair. People ask for the goat hair, they surely don't mean the goat hair. They mean the goat itself. And therefore, if you ask the goat hair, you're not allowed to use the goat itself to make yourself a garment either. Okay? B'chol dover she'ein dako iskasos derech ha'yetzimene iskasos, anytime you have something which you don't normally use the thing itself, and you do use the thing which comes from it, nodar bo, if you took a netter against it, lo iskame liyetzimene, you really meant the thing which comes out of it. Ma'islok, what's the case like this? Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabun, going out dain, tzemer gefen, cotton. one took a netter against the cotton plant, one's netter really is intended on what? Cotton itself, right. Not on the cotton, not on the plant, because you don't do anything with the plant. It means now to wear the cotton shirt. Or the kippah sugar, in your example. Kinim has nisim. What's the case of our getting back to our Mishnah? Kinyan Masi is the way to read our Mishnah. Tan Vizia, person put on was holding clothing and he was sweating. Bamari says Kwanim Sarah Pishna Molim Malai, doesn't want to take Sarah Pishna anymore. Now here the more it changes around the gears in our Mishnah. But almost all that Kwanim is stored and they change around the gears in the Gemara. And he said it says according to the way the Moshe and the Shaitar is so and Gilly and Ephraim change it back to where our Mishnah reads it says should say Mutter Leobosh also left Shilakra. You're allowed to wear it and you're not allowed to drag it again because you look at his situation in determining what the extent of his nether was. Okay? Panodimi Abai, so he takes nether not to enter a house. Mutter Aliyah is allowed to use the second floor. Ibrahim Meir. Chachamim say Aliyah B'chal Bayis. No, second floor is included in the house. Anointed me Aliyah, somebody who's takes a netter, not use the second floor. Mutar Rabbayis. The second floor is included in the first floor. The first floor is not included in the second floor for Rabbanah. So what's Rabbi Meir's on Machlokes? So Yerushalmi reads that Chiluk the Bavli does not bring down the Chiluk. It says Nirei Divrei Rabbi Meir B'Ironi. Now, I may have said about where your city slicker. Because a city slicker, they rent out the downstairs and upstairs separately. But if you live in a home in the country, so then the people don't rent out separately the upstairs and downstairs. So the Mayor Rabbanan's argument it might be across the board. But the Gemara Paskins, like our mayor, says our mayor seems correct by a guy who lives in a city, because then the Bayis and Aliyah are certainly separate. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Anointed Minamita, so he takes a net and not the right benefit for a bed. Mutter B'Dargash, not the right benefit of Dargash, most Christmas, that is, the right man. Chomer Yechon say, Ha Dargash Lamita, Dargash is a form of bed. Anointed Minamita, so he takes a net and not the right benefit of a Dargash. Mutter Mita is not the right benefit from a bed. Tani, we're going to Dargash this campus. Reina should be Nick face. It's put on its side. And not lowered. This time a person is an oval has to lower all the beds. But not a dargash. A dargash you put on its side because it's like a hammock, strung. It's not something where you can lower it so easily. And there, it's not lowered. Hashem Lezer, Meir Lezer, and no. Show me conventional, you drop the cords which hold it in place so the hammock part, you know, sinks to the ground. It's like a frame. And it's tied into the frame, you drop it so it sinks to the ground. That's considered to be lowering the bed. Rabbi Yashir, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Hello, Shimon Lazar. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yashir said, Mito Shinat Lutea Olimbi or Dimbo. Interesting, this is not in the Bible. Well, look, this Mito, we don't do it nowadays anyway, but look, this Mito is to lower the bed. But let's say if a bed which has a canopy, so it has poles coming out of it. So you just have to remove the poles. But you have to do something symbolic to the bed. So it doesn't have to actually be lowering it to get rid of the canopy. Also is considered to be a form of Avelus, okay? Manifestation of Avelus. Shom to Ages Muna Medayim. Ezu Mita Vezu Darash, Antifatiri Bread, and a Darash, Armabia, Kosher Masagan Al Gufa. Anytime they weave over the frame, and that holds the bed in place, Zuya Mita. Rishay Masagan Gufa, where you don't weave over the frame, but rather through the frame, Zuya Dargash, that's a Dargash. I understand. Vati Adimular Mita Varisa, a bed and a crib of some sort. Mishi Yishuvim Bora Dark. They're considered to be finished only when you polish the wood with fish skin. So if we're talking about a bed, however, being woven over its wood, why do you have to polish the wood? Nobody sees the wood. The straps are covering the wood. So I'm right. If you put the bilan as sasaya, kumaita, we're talking about caesarean beds
Yisur are mekinikvin, their holes, in other words, the strips are not right next to each other, the place where the wood can be seen, so therefore until the wood is found, it's not going to be finished, it's going to be finished in terms of being makabo tuma. Hanoidiminayir. So he takes the nether not to enter it. So he probably has a little bit different gear son does description that either. Hanoidiminayir. So he takes the nether not to enter a city. But the guys of Chum is allowed to enter its Chum within its 2,000 amos. Vasa Kosovo is now to enter in the Ebor. You know, if a city is irregularly shaped in terms of Erev Tchumen, we draw it into a box. Right? We box it off. So he's not allowed to enter into that box off area. Right? In other words, if the city is irregularly shaped and we draw a theoretical box around, he's not allowed to enter that area. However, I know you may have already said somebody, however, takes a man not to enter a house, then he's allowed to enter the yard. Also, the question I got from him, it's only forbidden not to enter into the threshold and beyond. When we manage to push here, I don't know that the outcroppings of a city, that's really like a city, see, because it says, Ba'ibi Yos Yoshua B'Yerichol, it says Yoshua was in Yericho. Chim Yericho Yos, before Yericho was conquered. But it's not going to say it was Yericho. See, if it says Yericho Mesukeres was locked and sealed. But after my Chetz, I can say Yoshua was in Yericho. He was in it, the irregular parts, which are part of the box of the city, which would be a riot for Mishnah. Rabbi Mishnah, Rabbi Acha said, Hava Yericho, meaning that he was in Yericho itself. But after Yericho was conquered, it's not necessarily Torah. The Nach is not necessarily written in order. The Pnei Moshe has a different shot. He says that this was a place which had been Yericho, but had already been conquered. It was they conquered Yericho in stages, not necessarily the entire thing when the wall came tumbling down. But so this is already somewhere which had been Yericho, but was no longer Yericho anymore. Okay. What? Yeah. My mother said, "Leisa do pliga Rabbi Yochanan." Now, it's not clear if he's going on the ratio of the Sefer. According to the Korban, it's going on the ratio, where it's talking about the city. According to the Pnei Moshe, it's going on the Sefer. The case of the house, where you're not allowed to enter the house itself. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara asks, is not arguing Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchum Adarim Acha, Loshim Bnei Adam. People go after Loshim Bnei Adam. And how, in Loshim Bnei Adam, are you not... aren't you only in the house or in the city when you're actually inside? Says Mar, no. Leisuch and Barnash is not the derech of people. Lechami, Chavi, Apum, people see them, somebody standing in the opening, the mouth of the Shar Yafo of the city. So, boy, man, we're talking very chamos, and they're ready to say that we saw him in Tveria. So, therefore, even if you're not actually in the city or not actually in the house, but rather in the Bura Shalir or the Agafa Shalbais, that's already considered to be sufficiently within the house or within the city, that Loshem Bnei Adam would also that be being right there. Okay, well, I thought I would finish the paragraph. I got a little bit late start. We'll have to stop here because I didn't have a marvel yet.